It seems like almost yesterday that the first Cape Girardeau High School was dedicated. The date was December 17, 1915, and the event serves as a turning point in the educational history of Cape Girardeau. Public education evolved slowly in Cape. In 1908, the city's first high school offered only a one-year course of study for 14 students. But social and economic factors contributed to substantial population growth, and by 1915, there were 180 students in pursuit of a four-year education. The new school was a result of a fundraising effort which had produced $125,000. Cape Girardeau's first public high school was a solid brick structure centrally located on South Pacific Street, and it had been erected in 18 months at a cost of $105,000. The dedication ceremony featured a number of notable speakers and an appropriate variety of musical productions. Missouri Superintendent of Education Howard A. Gask commended the city upon its achievement and predicted that the high school population would soon exceed 500 students. Father James Murtall of St. Vincent's Catholic Church, Mr. C.P. Coley of the Cape Girardeau Business College, Dr. W.S. Dearmont, president of the college in Cape, and J.W. Phillips, president of the Cape Board of Education, addressed the large audience. The dedication was concluded with musical presentations by the 12-piece orchestra, the senior class, and the newly formed Glee Club. In December of 1915, Cape Girardeau dedicated its first Central High School. It seems like almost yesterday. This is Frank Nichol.